BBC News. Weeks after Emmanuel Macron became president of France, his political party has gained an absolute majority in Parliament. The centrist La République En Marche is on course to win well over 300 seats. However, turnout was projected to be a record low. Mr. Macron now has the parliamentary support to push through sweeping reforms. The United States says one of its fighters has shot down a Syrian warplane after it dropped bombs on forces fighting Islamic State militants in Raqqa province. U.S. Central Command said the Syrian aircraft was brought down in accordance with rules of engagement, allowing it to defend allied forces. Syria said the incident would have dangerous repercussions. Iran says it's fired medium-range missiles into Syria, targeting bases of the Islamic State group in the province of Deir ez-Zor. The Revolutionary Guard Corps said the strikes were in retaliation for gun and bomb attacks in Tehran earlier this month that were claimed by IS. Security forces in Mali say they have rescued more than 30 guests from a luxury resort that was attacked by gunmen. At least two people were killed when suspected jihadists stormed the resort outside the capital Bamako. Officials in Nigeria say half of government food aid sent to people displaced by an Islamist insurgency never reached them. A presidential spokesman said a new system had drastically reduced the diversion of aid. Hundreds of firefighters are battling to control a devastating forest fire in central Portugal, which has killed more than 60 people. The Prime Minister has declared 3 days of mourning. On the eve of the start of formal Brexit negotiations, the British Chancellor of the Exchequer has warned that failure to reach agreement with the European would be a very, very bad outcome for the UK. BBC News.